Hey, Steve.
Good morning.
Good day to ride.
Yeah.
I asked the cop, I says, are you crying with this, or are you crying with a broken crown rule? Crown rules in the back. Hey, we put that.
We don't have to?
Nine pieces in the back. The motor's still ran.
We gotta get that verified, I thought we did.
Okay.
I like to know for sure.
Yeah.
That is it, it's hard.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. I bring before you this morning a change order number one, and this change order references our Tingle Road Pumping Station project that's going on in the Ocean View District. What we're doing, and this is a major force main station, it's about 4 million gallons per day. It was built, I believe, 70s, late 70s. And we have contracted with Zober Construction to do a total mechanical rebuild of the station. Since the work had started, we had discovered several credits to the actual contract, which are noted in your handout. Basically, the three credits were for structural repairs to the well or surface deterioration. Then we've also noted a couple additions to the contract, which are for the addition of three 400-amp electrical disconnects for the motors and replacement of three pieces of 12-inch ductile iron pipe that goes through the floor. So what I'm proposing today is the addition of three items, which total $14,628.94. And offsetting with a credit to the contract of $15,000. So with approval of this, change order number one would be a credit change order of $371.06.
Can I ask a question? I was just briefly flipping through this, and I saw on the page where you have the Zober Contracting Service, last page.
Okay.
So breakdown.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking down labor, three men at $40 an hour, so we're, and then superintendent $60 an hour. We're paying those kind of wages?
Yes, we are.
In these change orders?
Yep.
For the labor end, the laborers are getting $40 an hour? That's a legitimate expense?
Well, they're probably not taking home 40, but the
probably
company,
not.
The company charging
it's trying to figure.
Right.
Yeah. But,
Actually,
is there anything? I mean, do we ever negotiate early on, like when they come in for change orders, what you'll be paying for hourly wages? Because I know the original contract was basically a bid.
Yes.
So you don't. Right. We don't really have the breakdown, maybe on wages, right?
No, we don't. No.
But don't we have anything in writing that kind of guarantees
my prevailing wage
what they could charge? I mean, they could have charged $50 an hour, right? You'd have paid it.
Yeah. There's nothing that I know of, Russell. That I'm aware of.
I don't remember anything in the contract about that. Basically, they propose their costs, and our consultants review them, and we agree to them. Now, when we talk about laborers, these are guys that are they're working in the wet wells. They're also I don't know.
Wage too, probably.
I'm just saying.
Wage.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you take something
no
to a shop to get welded, labor may be $75 an hour, but that welder's not getting $75 an hour.
Right.
All the overhead that goes into it is rolled into that labor fee.
Right.
Right. Benefits and whatnot that are provided
or
included.
You don't even know if they're getting any benefits at all. You're just speculating. I'm just wondering, was there anything?
I assume these guys are chiming down or qualified to do this kind of work or certainly getting benefits.
All right. I guess there's no question that $40 an hour is legit. Okay.
Sorry
to have asked such a stupid question.
Okay, you got a motion, Mr. Hudson?
Yes, I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, Whitman Reckart and Associates, that the change order number one for Sussex County Project 0605, Tingle Road Pumping Station Improvements, be approved which decreases the contract amount by $371.06.
I move we defer a week to get the answers to Mr. Cole's questions.
No, there's no need to. I'll ask, if I want to defer on my question, if you have concerns,
sure.
Say they're your concerns, not
second
mine.
Motion. If you're serious.
I didn't make a motion.
If you're playing games, then just keep
no,
going.
No.
But if you're serious about getting answers, second my motion and we can get the answers.
If you have the concerns, you state that I have concerns.
I have those concerns. I okay. share Mr. Cole's concerns.
Who are we going to ask?
I'm going to ask him to find out. And he will
we'll do it
and come back in a week.
Then I'll support that if you've got the same concerns.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second, and Mr. Cole. I'm glad they're agreeing on something for a change. Defer on this for 1 week.
I wasn't sure at first, Dale, but I was trying to get a clarification.
Oh, good. Mr. Cole.
It's scary. Yes, I'll vote to defer a week.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
I'm glad there's only two more people on the agenda. They'll be hugging for the end of the day. How about no?
No.
He didn't care about money.
I'm not concerned.
Mr. Jones.
I vote as no. I can tell you with our engineering department, if these guys tell us legit, they come to us. And if you look at the estimate, we're still under the engineering's estimate by far.
Yes. Mr. Jones, there could be a lot more change.
I hate to vote no when my two colleagues on the left are agreeing on something. But I think we're wasting time by trying to work it out. And this is a change order for $371.06 credit total, so my vote would be no.
Keep moving. Oh,
no, no. I agree. That's more money I make per hour, Mr. Cole, but
I would just like to see how it compares to the Davis Bacon wages, you know, that are required in big union jobs. I'll bet it's higher than that, but that's okay. I don't, like I said, don't care. I don't care because there'll be more change orders, Dale, and if we sit, you know, and look back at these $40 an hour wages, we might come back to bite us.
Let me just ask, if it comes across your desk that you could provide us that information, just pop us a memo. That'd be all
we sure will, yes.
Yeah. I need a motion, gentlemen.
For what?
To pass it.
To pass it. So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones.
Technical people.
Rogers
left the room. Rogers! No, he's hiding under the table, isn't he? He didn't really leave.
Mr. Baker, you don't have to leave. We got a full agenda. We need to move.
I need somebody to second this motion, gentlemen.
I'll second it, too.
It's your motion. You ought to have a right to second it. Oliver Hill said that's the way he works. Years ago, Mr. Hill made a motion. Nobody would second it. He seconded it. He said, you can't do that. He said, it's my motion. I'll do what I please.
Moving on, Mr. Dukes, we got a full.
Do you second
more.
Motion?
No, tied for a lack of second.
Mr. Rogers, I need you to
second.
I have a motion,
wait,
Mr.
Wait,
Jones,
wait, second
what? Mr. Rogers.
No, just ripping that man.
What was it?
The approved change order.
That we originally started out.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Rogers. Thanks for coming back in. To approve the change order of minus credit of $371.06, yes. Mr. Cole.
I'll abstain.
Mr. Phillips. Mr. Rogers. Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones. Yes, motion carried. Mr. Hudson, you're a troublemaker.
Yes,
so
I am.
What you caused?
Where's Rob? Rob, you know you're in trouble because you always get in trouble.
Mr. Davis. Let's see what you can stir.
Yeah. Rob's usually the one that starts it off and then goes downhill.
Negotiate a prior.
I'll be brief.
That's cool.
Doesn't have a reflex.
You hope. Don't be going far, Mr. Jones. You might need
a second for something.